Now, you just had the 1968 GMC pickup coming by, and he was louder than the ignition.
That's all right.
I'm sorry. I'm also getting an annunciator saying that the hatch
It's not, actually. Open. Okay. It means the... I don't know what it means, but it's meaningless. It'll go away as soon as you pull forward.
Understood.
Now, for people who might not be... who might be confused by what's happening in the cockpit right now, let me explain. I am the Faye driver, as everybody knows, and I'm joined today by a special guest. How are we going to refer to you?
Well,
can I call you Dr. Q?
I actually think that it's appropriate, after your comments on the last podcast, to refer to me as the Quack Doctor.
All right. So I'm joined today by the Quack Doctor, whom you've all met you didn't really meet, but I spoke about in the last episode, as the doctor has just indicated.
I had to come to defend my honor.
That's right. Because I was, as is normal on the Pink Wheel Nuts podcast, I'm not always very generous in my comments.
I didn't think they were bad, but yeah. You know, tiki torches. Come on.
I didn't tell you. I moved this mirror down to park, so you might want to move it back. And the button is there.
Oh, thank you. Now I have to make sure it's on the side up. Okay, I see enough not to crash or be crashed into.
Okay, so today we're joined by the Quack Doctor. And we're going to talk about some of the things I discussed on the last episode. And we're going to have some fun in this car. Now, there's several people are going to be extremely jealous that you're in the driver's seat.
And so they should be.
It is hot in here, isn't it?
The pressure's on. Dorian Gray truly is a work of art. That's all I have to say.
Right. I want to talk sometime to you as well about weight and balance, and about how it's all about the weight and balance in this car.
Excellent.
But we'll get into that later.
Sure. And Faye, why would I know anything about that?
Well, now, the really fun and amazing thing is you taught me how to fly airplanes. So,
yes, sir, I did.
We have this common bond, and we met, I don't know, it was 1990 or 91.
Yeah, somewhere around there.
That's, somebody do the math on that, because everybody knows.
Actually, it was 90, I'm pretty sure.
True, that's correct, yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I got my license in 91.
Right, that's right.
Okay, so.
You made it through, you bet.
So this is how we've known each other for quite some period of time, despite a bit of an absence in our friendship and relationship. So you're fixing me. And I was talking about going to your doctor's office, because you're a chiropractor.
Yes.
Now, no longer flying. You had quite an extensive career in flying and carried, and we're all very proud of you.
All 5,500 hours, you bet. Woo!
That's all?
That's it.
No way, really?
5,500 hours.
And you were flying commercial, like commuter flights.
Yeah, you bet.
You made it into that within 5,000 hours.
Yes.
All right. Well, anyway, another thing to be congratulated for.
Okay.
It's because you're a perfectionist, right? That's why. It has to have something to do with it. I mean, they just don't take any jackass with less than 5,000 hours.
Well, at that day and time, you bet they did. And I probably even worse today, I would imagine.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Anyways, the aviation industry is a topic unto itself.
Yeah, let's not get into that. This is a great corner here. Just leave it in second gear. And Yeah, there you go. Now, let me warn you of one thing.
Yes.
The rear tires on this car are really bad. Yes. And these roads are wet. So,
and there's leaves.
Yes. And so we do have the Porsche Stability Management, which will be your friend. Not that I'm afraid of anything, but just so you're aware, there's a high probability of losing some grip.
Absolutely.
All right.
Discretion is the better part of valor.
Yeah, not always. let's get back to this doctor visit thing.
Oh, sure.
Okay, so, wow, this is a nice road. I've only been on this road once before, I think. The last time you took me up it.
Oh, okay.
So now, I went to the doctor. You were working on my foot.
Mm.
I spoke about it on the last episode, and I said the type of treatment that you do is very, it appears to be very mystical, because it's not the traditional chiropractic methods that most people are used to.
Sure.
You have a different theory about chiropractic. And we don't need to...
That's fine.
But okay. let's discuss my reaction to it.
That's fine, yeah.
Now, I'm completely convinced that what you're doing is helping me and making me more healthy. I am mystified by... This is deadly.
These corners are unbelievable.
This is cool.
Great road.
You bicycle up this road, eh?
I do, often.
Right. Yeah, this is amazing. I referred to your practice as being mystical and...
Yes, tiki torches, as I recall.
Right. And
incense burning. None of which take place, as you well know.
Right. And then, I got a reaction from you on that. There was a peacock sitting on a fence back there.
Yes, sir. He makes a great deal of noise.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So I got a reaction on that from you, and you spoke about how you go to great lengths to attempt to explain to new clients.
Yes.
About how this process works.
Yes.
Do you want to talk about that? About what you think my reaction was to your discussion at the beginning of treatment?
Are you talking about the healing process in general?
And the levels and the breaking through...
Sure.
Digging in.
Yeah, so the concept that we carry stored trauma in our body, is that what you're referring
to?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And the method by which you it takes time to get down, to break through the barriers and get into the root of the problem, basically.
Well, it's kind of like a geological dig, right?
Yep.
So if we were to go to a geological dig and start to strip away layers from the top, I consider that to be very much what I'm doing in the adjustments that I provide. It's actually taking away layers, starting from the top or the most recent, and then heading back further in time as you get to lower layers. So if you had just been in, let's say, a car accident or taken some sort of physical trauma, then usually that layer is very near the top. You're working on it right away, and it's actually quite easy to unwind. And it will happen quite quickly because it's very recent.
Right.
Whereas the older stuff, sometimes it's, a 20-year-old trauma, whatever that may be, is buried under all sorts of stuff. So it would take a while to get to. Does that answer your question?
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
So then you explained this to me essentially the same way, a little more detailed when we had our first appointment.
Sure.
But my concern is that you thought I didn't really get it, or that you feel like you do this to a lot of clients, and sometimes you feel like you're wasting your time. Is that an accurate assessment of...
I wouldn't say that I always feel as though I'm wasting my time, although I do find that if you present a new method of healing that's available to people... A lot of people actually don't want it.
Oh, yes.
At the root of it, what they're actually after is the quick and easy experience. Take my pain away and I'll be on my way. And even though... So if you consider that probably out of every 100 people I sit down with and I explain to, I don't know, maybe 20 or 30 of them would actually embrace what it is that I'm doing and then actually stay for the ride, so to speak.
Right.
A lot of people want symptoms covered up and they don't want actually a healing experience, because covering symptoms and actually healing from something are two completely separate things. When you heal from something, you will have to feel it and often experience it again before it goes away completely. And in our fast food world, many, many people don't want to do that.
Right, I see.
Yeah. Yep.
You also made a comment to me in private about how you thought you could basically say anything you want. People really, in many cases, they don't care because they just want this. They want you to flip the switch and make them better.
Yes.
So you could give them all kinds of mumbo jumbo.
I could. Yeah, I think that's accurate. Mm-hmm. So if a person such as yourself, Faye, who seems to be at a higher intelligence level than the average person, yeah, is sitting with me, I'll go into a bit more detail.
Right.
Whereas with some folks, I don't.
I see, yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. Which I appreciate, and your explanations were, like, bang on. I appreciated that, and I understood them quite completely. I still find it amazing, though, that the techniques that you are using are so effective because they seem so non-invasive.
Yes. I would say a big part of that is we have been called... Whoa, sorry. We've been cultured to think that more is better and harder is best. And so when you're doing something that's far more subtle and refined than more and harder, people don't get that. It's right. quite common.
I see, yeah.
Whereas sometimes I'll use the analogy that I'm a sniper and not a duck hunter. And I use force to make the changes that I do appropriately.
Right.
You don't need a lot of force if you're really, really accurate.
Right. And you've been doing this for more than 10 years.
Correct.
Yeah, that's I'm surprised by that. But time...
What, that time has gone so fast?
That, yeah, yeah. I, you know, I have a really poor concept of time, but...
Yes, so do I.
10 years is a long time to be doing something. And you can tell because you're an expert. I have a lot of... You exude a lot of confidence, and I appreciate that. It's particularly in a healthcare professional.
Okay.
So.
Thank you.
You're welcome. What else are we going to talk about?
Whatever you'd like.
Do you ever feel as though you're running in place and not getting anything accomplished? I mean, this could be in any aspect, maybe in your personal life, your family life, or with patients, or in your career. Do you ever think, like, what is the point of all this effort that I'm putting into things?
No, I don't. No. And it stems back to, am I allowed to tell a story?
Yeah.
When I was in high school, I believe it was in the 9th grade, my brother came home from school, and he was a couple years older than me, and he had just written a test, and he had a discussion with another student. And the student had broken out a spreadsheet, or as it was back then, and had shown him that in order for him to get an A in this particular class, he would have to get 93%. And in order for him to get 93%, the amount of study time would be horrible to put in. And so he was willing to accept the B+, scale his study time right back, and what he was trying to do was get maximum output for minimum effort. And that has become a mantra for me. Maximum output for minimum effort. And now that might sound bad, but what I consider to be is productive.
Okay, yeah.
My life has always been an assessment of, will putting the effort into this particular thing give me the most bang for the buck, so to speak? Mm-hmm. And so I would say that even the technique that I practice in chiropractic care is accomplishing that. It's not long, but it's extremely effective when a person is on the table. And then I move on to the next. So I find that I don't put a lot of time or effort into things that I don't consider to be paying off in some way or have the potential to pay off in some way.
So,
you know, when people come in and I do what I do, unless they like, you know, stay for an adjustment or two and then take off, I know that what I'm doing is effective, not just for the time being, but really I am changing the trajectory of their health and the way that their body works for long periods of time thereafter. So no, I do think that I'm being productive and effective in practice and in some of the other stuff that I do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Good. So you're continually you feel like you're continually progressing, you're achieving your goals, and there's
I don't have any goals.
Oh, okay, good. Well, this is good. Yeah. This is what I'm getting at. Because I don't think I have any goals either.
No, I mean...
I'm happy with the status quo.
There was a period of time where I had all sorts of lofty ideals about what I'd like to accomplish, how much money I'd like to have, where I'd like to be by certain periods, you know, in the future. And there was just a period of time where I let that all go. Mm. And so, I don't have any particular goals currently about where I'm supposed to be in what period of time. It's very freeing. It also allows me to play new Xbox One games and just savor them. You know that Assassin's Creed is coming out on Friday, and I really look forward to that.
Right. Oh, here we go. Okay, third gear. You got to get into third. There you go. Just stay steady on the power. Don't wimp. Oh, it's pretty sharp, is it?
It's sharp, and I don't want...
Oh, deer.
Whoa.
I mean, that was a deer.
That was a deer. Not oh, deer. Bambi escaped death.
Did we come down this hill?
Or is
it a different one? I gotta learn these roads.
They're yes.
Magnificent.
Been a very pleasant drive, hasn't it?
Yeah. Oh man, this would be so much fun. Look at this.
It's not quite done. Sorry about the dirt. Keeps going.
Oh, feel that rear end a little bit? A little bit of a squiggle there?
So much fun. Now I better slow down for the sous vide ahead.
I'm glad that you said you have no goals, because I feel like I've done everything that I can do with my life. And I'm sort of wondering, well, now what? Do I just keep going on? Do I keep riding the crest of this wave that I'm at? But then sometimes I feel like I'm not doing enough. I could be working harder to make the world a better place or something like that. And sometimes I wonder.
As in, like, service or philanthropic sort of efforts?
Exactly, yeah.
Okay. But Faye, consider what it is that you do.
I know, but
you've got a set of mad skills that you're putting to use. Your awareness and your skills within your job are actually of themselves service and philanthropic.
Yeah, you could say that.
I do say that.
But then there comes a point where you go, I'm feeling like, well, this is easy for me. Like I can. It's not always easy, but it's relative. I got it. I have it figured out, right? I can do this.
And isn't that great? Who says that to be of worth it has to take
constant effort?
Well, yeah, like that's another thing that I find about our culture today is that the notion that the harder we push, the better that it is. Again, getting back to my technique, it's not true. It's not true.
Right.
So if you have a set of skills that actually you find effortless to be in the zone, you're getting way more done than those who are just brute forcing it.
Right. Yeah, very interesting.
So don't be concerned about that. You're doing great in what you're doing.
Okay. Thanks, coach.
No problem, Faye.
Is there anything else we should talk about? Because we're running up to the time frame. Will the quack doctor come back to the Pink Wheel Nuts podcast sometime in the future?
Only if I'm wanted.
Absolutely.
I've really enjoyed this. And what a great drive. Like, my goodness.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
This car is a work of art.
It is a magnificent machine, I have to agree.
I know you always talk about it being too loud.
Yes.
But the experience wouldn't be what it is unless it had exactly this volume.
I suppose.
All is right in the world, Faye. All is right. Rejoice!
All right, onward and upward. I am the Faye Driver. This is the Pink Wheel Nuts Podcast. Thanks for listening. You can email me at podcast@pinkwheelnuts.com if you have a comment for the quack doctor or questions about your own personal health care. Send them on in. Or a car question. Send them on in to podcast@pinkwheelnuts.com.